tubbed up rice. I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it at the Khyber Pass.
Liberace.
Can you Adam and Eve it with Rob Bullocks?
Hey, Rob, I forgot to acknowledge last week that we got a text message in from somebody who was really, when we played the outro, people on that one would say, oh, she's undone her Seamonster chain. And this person has been sitting with that for months and months and months, and then over the Christmas break asked some English friend of theirs who's an English teacher about Cockney rhyming slang and what that meant, and was dismayed that we'd made it up.
Yeah. But it's all made up.
Like you've just said that before.
But did we?
No, it all depends, what? See?
This is the thing.
Well, that's the thing. It's just a mashup, isn't it?
It's a mashup. Yeah, that's right. Because he was convinced it meant someone's fly or zipper.
No.
Well, I can see how you'd get that idea.
No, we do.
Yelling out on the radio. Oh, she's undone a fly. That'd be weird.
Well, but you're not. That's the thing, are you?
Well, wasn't I?
Anyway,
this is a good example of how quizzical and unusual and rum and uncertain the world is. And Rob, what have you got for us this week?
Well, I'm going to start off with a personal would you, Adam and Eve, because I've done something Sunday I never thought in a million years I'd do.
Just want to say, you said you had one of the best weekends.
Weekends of my life. It was fantastic.
Which is so nice.
Just a quick shout out, Chanel and Hamish, who are BFM listeners, who I actually went with on Sunday.
Oh, that's
nice. They
were
really, really good.
I think the nice thing is that it was just a pleasant weekend.
It was
nothing
fantastic.
Super special. Well, there was.
Well,
it involved an outing, by the sound of things.
I went to this thing called Motorcycle Club Day down in Merry.
Motorcycle Club Day?
And it was run by probably the world's most famous motorbike club. Mm. We all know who that is. They were fantastic.
You're talking to the internationally renowned Hell's Angels?
Hell's Angels. The most friendliest group of people I've ever come across on a Sunday.
Did it make you want to get your motorbike license?
No, God, no.
I can see that. Can you see that, Mike?
No. I wanted to take a lime scoop.
Were they passing around a tin for donations or anything like that? Do they fundraise for themselves?
Oh, there was you could buy tickets for stuff and all that.
Raffles.
For a meat pack or whatever. But I'm actually thinking of taking one of them lime scooters next year.
I think you'd be welcome. I think it's baby steps, you know. Jump onto a hog straight away, man.
They had little kids on tiny little motorbikes, and what I loved, the crowd got behind everybody. Do you know what I mean? People were mucking up.
It's Motorcycle Club Day. They're going to be into motorcycles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I sort of wasn't, but I enjoyed it. It was fantastic.
What was the attraction there? What made you go? A friend of mine was going down there, and
he said, look, you've got to come down. I went last year. It was absolutely brilliant. And I suggest anybody next year go.
Right.
I mean, I know nothing about cars or bikes. If you show me a car, I'll tell you what colour it is.
Right.
I don't know what make it is. I don't care what make it is.
Yep.
But, you know, that's that. So, anyway.
All right.
I would just like to say...
Well, I'm glad you had a good time. That sounds good.
Fantastic day. What a fantastic bunch of people. Right. This is one of the biggest surprises scientists got in 2018. The endangered Fiordland penguin has a bonkers 7,000K return journey towards Antarctica to reach the sub-Antarctic front, almost 3,000K south of New Zealand. Should have put a few full stops in now. a team from Otago University and the Global Penguin Society have been studying the small population, and throughout this the so-called pre-molt journey, time is of the essence. They've got about 8 to 10 weeks before they have to make land.
So the pre-molt.
Yeah. So what they do is they go.
I'll say that's right. Yeah, because otherwise they'll just molt and then they'll be freezing.
They have to replace their entire plumage.
You've just replaced your plumage.
They have to stay on land for 3 weeks, so important that the birds gain a lot of weight. And what I was thinking about that, I thought, well, that's a long way to go to go and get... So why can't they just waddle up the fish and chip shop or something like that? Why do they have to go that far? I would imagine the energy and the fat and everything you burn getting there and getting back sort of almost counterproductive. Do you know what I mean?
I'm not entirely up to speed with... Is it a reproduction thing?
No. What they do is, because they've got to molt and they've got to be on land for sort of three weeks, they swim out...
From Fiordland,
7,000K round trip. They gorge themselves and then they come back. And then so they got enough food. But Why do they have to go that far? Well, obviously, fish and chip shop's not going to work. But
well, maybe that is their fish and chip shop.
Okay.
Maybe it's just so much. Open your mouth and you just, close your eyes and you can half sleep, half eat. Sort of just basically get maybe the currents just propel you there. It might be really good fun. It might be like going jet skiing or something. You know, like, I don't know. because the currents would be pretty neat, wouldn't they?
Yeah, you're thinking.
I'm thinking of finding Nemo. Nemo, yeah. Something like that, aren't I? Also, I enjoy swimming, and I would imagine that would be cool. It would be freezing though.
Yeah, but they got that. But scientists.
Do they go en masse?
Yeah.
So the same way as you'd see a huge flock of starlings or something like that just come cruise through and decimate a tree.
But when you think about it, they got their flightless birds. So to do that journey is amazing, really.
Yeah, you wouldn't see a flight-able bird doing it, would you? Under the sea?
No. Oh, just one before I get into my next one. You obviously saw the shark, deep blue.
That big, bloated, heavy
skin. Did you see how many people were around it? There was 9 people.
I thought that maybe that shark was under the misconception that they were remora fish, which are the ones that sort of hang on the side and clean up all the bits. You know, it's 'cause
I couldn't understand why the shark didn't say, "I've had enough of this." What wallet? Old. Have a bite of them.
Well, this is
because that girl was like stroking it and touching it and all
maybe,
that.
Maybe that's what the problem's been all along, Rob. Maybe if we just showed a bit more love.
I love sharks. I absolutely cack myself when I go to Kelly Sultan's, Yeah, that's a polite word of saying I pooed my pants.
Oh, evacuate your bag.
So, you know, I might as well just said that, really. Okay, now.
Merry breakfast. Merry breakfast to you all.
Not a word I'd heard.
Right, really quickly.
Did you see the shark that he's talking about?
No, I didn't.
Tessa, it's the largest great white shark.
Well, I'll probably Google
and it's just,
it.
And it's just floating around like
Well, there's like a whale carcass, and it keeps like having a bite and
going to massive.
Swim round and all that. Right, now, remember last week.
Well, this is why I worry about that shark's heart.
Yeah.
Is it an obese shark?
No. I think they said it was pregnant because it's got a real big...
Oh, right, okay.
Real big belly.
Right. Now, last week, remember I talked about exploding trousers? I've actually researched it now. And in the 1930s, New Zealand, there was an outbreak of exploding trousers.
You notes.
Farmers have been spraying sodium chloride, which was a government-recommended weed killer, onto ragwort to get rid of it. Which is an agricultural weed. Now, some of the spray...
I guess all weeds are sort of agricultural, a strong
oxidising agent, and it must have reacted with the wool or cotton of the trousers, making them smoulder and burst into flames. One guy's his trousers actually burst into flames.
So, with no nothing to kick them off?
Hang your trousers up on a washing line.
What's to say that... all it takes is one badly placed magnifying glass.
Yeah, and bang. Anyway, James Watson of Massey University wrote a widely reported article called "The Significance of Mr. Richard Buckley's Exploding Trousers." You got to check it out; it's brilliant.
Right. When was it written?
Quite recently, because he won the IG Nobel Prize, which is a parody of the Nobel Prize, which is awarded every autumn to celebrate 10 unusual or trivial achievements in scientific research.
Right on.
It's been going since 1991 to honour achievements that first make people laugh and then make them think, which is what I'm all about, which is what this show is all about, really.
Absolutely.
You have a little bit of a giggle and you think, actually, you know what, that was quite interesting. QI again.
There you go.
So, yeah, that was it, really. Get that, read that Mr. Richard Buckley's Exploding Trousers. It's really, really good.
Where would one find that from? You just Google it.
The Significance of Mr. Richard Buckley's Exploding Trousers.
All right. But, I mean, I'm just online.
Yes, online.
It'd be quite a nice thing to get on in hardcover.
Someone texted in about the sea monster chain.
Yeah.
Someone said that they thought the sea monster chain was their brain.
We have promised to never
I'm not divulging. I'm just
God
saying,
knows, and hey, God knows what Liberace means.
Me and Mikey know. That's why we can never travel on a plane together.
Okay.
Bags not be Dick Cheney.
Yeah.
If you want it to mean that, that works for me.
They're on the right lines.
Let's not give too much. There's a very
astute texter who is certainly, he's got our number, Rob, or she's got our number. All made up, ? So parking it up the Khyber Pass means not. Yeah, yeah. Right. And then they TUI billboarded it with a year right.
Yeah, I saw that.
You know, there's nothing that really takes you to school like a bit of a year right joke, you know. I really appreciate that, Texter. Thanks very much.
I mean, I like the saying it with conviction, you know.
Yeah.
They know.
Liberace is my favourite one.
They obviously have some insight.
I noticed they're a little bit reluctant to write pass. Oh, they did write pass. There you go. So packing up the Kuiper.
Yeah.
Actually, did I say pass or is it packed up the Kuiper?
Kuiper up the Kuiber.
Yeah, so, I mean...
But that is the, that is the beauty of
the blanks.
Most rhyming slang is you don't use a pair of them. You don't use both. You just use one word and miss out the second
anyway,
one.
Yeah, anyway, just enjoy the mystery of it. That's the whole point of the bit, eh, Rob?
Anyway, exactly.
That's it. Thank you.
Here we will. Let's. Shall we? Okay, thank you, Rob.
No, thank you.
Can you Adam and Eva with Rob Bullocks?
She's undone her sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.